Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Tomorrow morning on the WGN-TV Morning News, we are talking with Danny DeVito one-on-one about his new movie. He's in the remake of Dumbo. We talked about It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Had a great conversation with Danny DeVito yesterday in Los Angeles. We'll share that with you tomorrow morning on Chicago's number one WGN-TV Morning News.
Hello, Riga.
Remember that from Taxi?
Oh, from Taxi. I didn't know what that was. It scared me.
It was
just a moment.
Louie.
So the past couple of weeks, we've been talking about how we're going to be here at Presidential Towers for the American Lung Association's Fight for Air Climb. And this is the exact quote from one Mr. Dave Schwann.
He's busy
last
right now.
Week or the week before. If you don't have rainbow ice cream, I'm not going, Mr. Diva. Making his demand. Schwani can't even talk right now.
He's knee-deep in ice cream right now.
Because he's busy eating a rainbow ice cream.
Well, the last time we did this, a couple of years ago, when they did come, you had one of the classic lines.
Well, we'll get to that in a second. But let me introduce Lynn Sapp, who is the owner of one of the most iconic ice cream stores in Chicago, Rainbow Cone, the original Rainbow Cone, which is at 9233 Southwestern Avenue. Anybody who grew up on the South Side, it was the biggest treat in the world to be able to go to Rainbow Ice Cream, and I'm glad that I've been able to expose it to others here. Jim Toronto has not come up for a breath.
Well, I'll tell you,
during the break, Lynn was nice enough to bring ice cream to everybody.
The ice cream cake.
Jim is devouring the ice cream cake right
now. Well, I was born on the Northwest Side, lived my whole life. I never had this. I never had this.
There you go.
You are my rainbow ambassador.
Andy, how you doing down there with your ice cream cone?
I'm really good, thanks.
Lynn, how do you like the cake roll?
Thank you for bringing
it. I love the cake roll. In fact, I have to say, the cone is interesting.
The cone is the greatest.
But I'll tell you, I'm digging this cake.
Yeah, the cake it's all of the flavors of a rainbow ice cream cone, but wrapped in a cake and then sliced. And it's
you said this is new?
It's an oldie but a goodie.
Oh, it is.
We had stopped serving it for a little bit, and then we started again. So you can get that at Original Rainbow Cone at 9233 Southwestern Avenue.
Explain how the whole thing started. Your grandparents, right?
My grandparents. I'm the third generation. My grandparents started in 1926, so this year is 93 years.
How about that?
Yes.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes. So 93 years of tradition.
Ago, huh?
They did. Yes.
Is it the same flavors?
Same.
Everything, or is it you modified it through the years?
No, same. The exact same ice cream flavors on the cone, the five, chocolate, strawberry, Palmer House's cherry walnut, pistachio, and then covered in orange sherbet. And so we've had the cone, and when I took over, I had to come up with different ways to use those five flavors. And all my friends were getting married and wedding showers and family, so that's where I started doing cakes. So that's where we came up with the rainbow cakes. And then the cake roll I came up with for a girlfriend's wedding shower. And I had to bring dessert.
Right.
And I didn't want to bring cones, so I made the cake roll.
Yeah.
So you buy this as a thing, and like a slice. Dean and I have a slice in front of us.
Yes.
But it comes as a whole cake.
It comes in a 6-inch or 12-inch. And you can get slices also. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
I would just like to point out that I haven't touched mine yet.
And I don't know how the hell you are sit there.
Jim is
melting.
It's eating.
You better be careful, because if you let it for about 5 more minutes, you won't get any.
You are not coming anywhere near mine. I'll tell you one thing. Unless you want this pen stuck in your hand.
Meanwhile, Schwani mumbling.
Yeah, Schwani. We can't get Schwani to shut up. This is the only time of year that we can actually.
I thought Harry Carey was here.
He's sitting in the corner rocking right now.
Now, see, this is the amazing thing to me, and this is what Jim was referring to. It's interesting to me how people eat their ice cream. Andy is a biter.
I'm biting it, yeah.
Andy is biting chunks of the ice cream. Schwani is a licker.
You're done. You're all done.
Ernie's done.
Ernie, our engineer,
and he's
somehow inhaled.
It's gone.
He's premature. He's a premature liquor. He gets done very quick.
Oh, all right.
It's all done.
All right. That's interesting.
That is interesting.
But Explain what it's like in the summertime. I mean, this is truly some of my fondest memories, is the family getting into the car, and, you know, we would get down to Rainbow Ice Cream, and you would wait in line, you'd wait your turn, and oh, when you got inside that store and able to get your ice cream, it was the greatest thing ever. That still goes on, right? It's a
and
tradition.
That's the beauty of the product, is your memories. And for 93 years, you have memories of going with your family, and that still exists today. We have families come in all the time. And that's what it's all about. Have a little ice cream and be together and have memories. And we do have the lines. Now technology has sped us up quite often, but you know, you don't wait as long as you used to.
Yeah.
Same building?
I think
part of the fun is waiting in line, though. The anticipation of getting in.
You don't have a drive-through?
No.
No drive-through?
No.
I've never been there, so I don't know.
No.
It's very interesting to me. I mean, do you still have a downtown spot?
Yes, we're still at Navy Pier.
Okay.
And a kiosk downtown? Yes.
But that's been amazing to me, because I've told you that you should have a place near Wrigley Field. You should have places all over the city. I mean, this is this should be the most franchisable thing in the world, because it is the greatest ice cream ever.
Well, you said that, and we're working on it. So I'm working on it. And now when you call Rainbow Cone, you can leave your information if you're interested in a franchise.
Oh, okay. Wow.
So we're working on it. It's in process.
Hey,
so
Swanee,
I
what
heard
do
you.
Think? You. Swanee, what do you think?
I'm in.
Dave, yeah. Dave and Elton.
Yeah, keep Uncle Dean in mind with that. I'm getting
well, so we're not done yet, but we are in process, and we're working on it.
It's the greatest. It truly is. And today, featuring some of our favorite South Side places, because we're not exactly South Side here at Presidential Towers, but more South Side than we usually are. So we're trying to feature some of our favorite South Side treats.
What's
here
that yellow
morning.
One in the middle?
Palmer House.
Oh,
it's the cherry walnut.
That is my favorite. That is just my favorite.
Good stuff.
Man.
I still love it. I still eat it. And now that we brought the cake rolls back, I have to watch myself.
Even better, yeah.
You know, it's
and the cake is good.
It is good. Isn't
I mean, it's
it?
Not just it's just like, usually when you get those cake rolls with the vanilla in them, the cake is there just as a, you know, it's there to look nice. This cake is really good.
This is
a good cake unto itself. It's not just a throwaway to wrap the ice cream.
It is. It's a very good cake.
Schwanee has devoured his cone.
Schwanee, he's done. He's already licking.
What else you got?
Your ice cream review. What's your review, my friend?
Oh, six stars out of 10. It's beautiful. It's wonderful.
Thank you.
You ate the whole cone.
Yeah.
Look at Andy.
I'm almost there. Andy is very content.
Andy is like me. He's savoring them. He doesn't go too crazy.
Yeah. The beauty of the product and my job is to make sure it stays the same for 93 years, trying to keep it consistent.
Yeah. The thing of it is that the flavors blend so well together.
They do.
It's just perfect.
How is it that
that's Joe Sapp.
Yeah. It's the original Rainbow Cone, and they are at 9233 Southwest, and you're open for the season. Opened.
Yes,
a couple of
we're
days
opening.
Ago, 9233 Southwestern Avenue. Lynn Sapp is the owner. If you want more info, rainbowcone.com. Lynn, it's always great to see you. Thank you.
Back to our live coverage of the American Lung Association's Fight for Air Climb on 720 WGN. Here's Dean Richards.
Wow.
Is there alcohol in that ice cream?
I think everybody's just giddy on their ice cream.
Man, I'm very giddy.
Andy just had an ice cream cone upside down on his head.
Yeah, party hat.
Schwanee
is our new look.
Schwanee is basking in the glory. He's got a post-rainbow aura going on.
His tongue is rainbow-colored
right now. And me? I haven't.
I can't believe
I have not touched
you
my,
haven't.
Why?
It's still wrapped up.
I'm working. I'm doing a radio. It's a pet.
You had all that time during the
as
news.
You all
you
know.
Could have gone
as
into
I've
the
said,
he
before,
is very
no food in the
not,
studio.
I do not think it's interesting to listen to people eat on the radio. You guys can enjoy. I'm glad you all.
And I usually subscribe to that, but man, that's really good.
I know. I'll eat it later. But I'm okay right now. Don't you all think about me, don't worry.
I was just trying to be nice because you have the owner of the ice cream shop here. She wants a little, you know, reaction to her product.
A little love.
She's seen me eat rainbow ice cream at her store many times through the years. Another store, because we're featuring my favorite Southside places today. Another one of my favorites is a grocery store that we used to frequent when I lived at 109th and Artesian. Just really around the corner was County Fair Foods, which is 108th and Western Avenue. And it's, to me, much more than a grocery store. Tom Baffas is the owner. Tom, welcome. Nice to have you here with us today.
Hey, Dean. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
I don't think we've ever featured a grocery store on this food show in all the years that I've done this show. But it's worth mentioning for a lot of reasons. It's a family-owned operation,
yes,
which you don't find very much anymore, these giant corporations.
They are definitely shrinking in today's climate.
But
yes,
you've managed to not only survive but thrive with this fantastic grocery store that serves the needs of that community.
We have, and a lot of it is due to the neighborhood because they really care about the small business in Beverly. It's a big deal to them, and they realize that to have a store like that is unique, and it enhances the whole area.
Yeah, it feels very old school when you go there. They've got, you know, everything that you could possibly want and every modern thing, but it reminds you of when you were, you know, younger and you go to these family grocery stores.
And they used to be all over the city.
I know it.
All over the city.
Yes. That's the kind of feeling that you get when you go to a county fair. The one thing that's in particular for this time of year that I wanted to bring you on for, County Fair sells more corned beef than any one store in Chicago for St. Patrick's Day, right?
We do, more than any other single store. It goes between 10 and 12 tons for the week.
Wow.
Which is 20 to 24,000 pounds of corned beef. And I have to give a shout-out to my Irish imported butcher, Michael Benson, who pretty much lifts all that corned beef out of the barrels the whole week. And he when he comes home from work, his wife tells him to take his clothes off in the garage and walk in and go right to the shower.
Do you make it on site?
We get it from our supplier, but the difference in our corned beef, my dad, Bill Baffas, came up with this idea as the parade grew in popularity. And he said, you know, we have to capitalize on all these people eating corned beef. We have to make it special. So we get it in barrels. It's not packaged. It's soaking in the rind the whole time. And we pull out the whole brisket, and we cut it right in front of the customer. They want a half a brisket, or some people want 20, 30, 40 pounds of it.
Right. Yeah, for different parties and things,
yes,
that they're putting on. What's St. Patrick's Day like at County Fair? It's got to be one of your biggest weeks of the year, I would think.
It's right up there with Christmas and Thanksgiving, to tell you the truth, Dean.
Yeah.
It really is. It's huge. You know, all the residents of Beverly are having their families over, and they're all having parties. It's like the first day of spring. They're all out in their front yards running around. They have their green on, and it's just a lot of fun, and people get really excited for it.
Yeah. What other special St. Patrick's Day things do you have going on? Aside from the corned beef, I mean, I think that's a huge deal to you know, be the number one corned beef store in Chicago.
Corned beef is definitely the number one thing. We also cook our own corned beef and sell it cooked in the deli, which we slice for our customers. Cabbage and red potatoes is always on the menu.
Yeah.
We always want to have the lowest price in cabbage. That's important. But it's just the whole festive look of the whole store, and everybody's in a good mood. They're excited for it. It's been a long winter, and people are ready to get outside.
Right.
Really.
And the parade goes right by the store.
Right in front of the store. We close on parade day because you can't get to the store anyway.
Yeah.
So we close, and everybody, all our employees, they all want to enjoy the day. They all have parties and things to do, so we just let them have at it.
Get to enjoy the store. It's County Fair Foods, 108th and Western. You can't miss it.
Yes.
People want to get more info. You have a website, right?
No? We do. I think it's countyfairfood.net.
That sounds about right.
Yes.
We'll double check that.
Okay.
Tom Baffas is the owner. Tom, thank you very much for coming.
Thank you, Dane. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Happy St. Pat's Day to you. And we'll take a break, and we'll be right back at WGN.